Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick speaking.
Hi, Nick. I would like some information on one of the mail flyers that you've sent out.
Oh, sure. Do you have the 16-digit reservation code?
23-11-17-00-30-1895.
Okay, just give me a second here. I'll pull up your business profile. And this is Land Tech of Louisiana, LLC?
It is.
All right, perfect. Just give me a second here. And your name?
My name is Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E. Last name is Lococo, L-O-C-O-C-O.
Okay, and the best number to reach in case we get disconnected?
225-293-0656.
Thanks. This computer's moving a little slow this morning, but here we go. All right. Thanks. Okay, so we had the mailing address correct at P.O. Box 40314 in Baton Rouge?
That's correct.
Excellent. Okay. And, yeah, it looks like we had sent you an offer for financing for both capital and equipment. What were your questions regarding?
I'd like to find out what your interest rate is, what the normal payback terms are, what's the difference between your secured product, your unsecured product, and a refi programs.
And a refi for what?
And your refi program.
Refi program, sure. So there's a lot of programs there. So just to adjust the rate question, there's going to be a different rate for every program, and we're a risk-based lender. So there's just not one rate where, you either get it or you don't, right? I know we see a lot of commercials and signs in the windows of the banks that say, 4.9 APR. And then at the bottom, there's always the asterisk that says, if you qualify. So we don't operate like that. So we have rates, for A through D tier credit programs. And just to maybe give you a better explanation. So there's equipment financing, right, which is just like more of a car loan, right, a traditional up to 5 years, fixed monthly payments, rates start in the mid-single digits. There's some factors that go involved that go into that as far as time in business, the value of the collateral, and personal and business credit, okay? And for the cash, for capital, the working capital program, the line of credit, it's also heavily considered into that is time in business, and it's less credit focused and more revenue based. Instead of approving a certain amount based on your credit, we approve it based on the cash flow of your business, which gives us the bigger approvals because we know you can cash flow the note for a larger loan.
And in that process, do you take the receivables?
So we're not talking about factoring. So no, we don't really do factoring. Is that what you mean?
I mean, you physically receive the receivables.
No. So we do. We give you a business loan. We just give you a straight business loan for up to 3 years. So the equipment financing goes up to 5 years, and not every business owner wants to finance every piece of equipment for 5 years. It just doesn't make sense in every case, right? Financing phone systems, maybe you just want to do that for 2 years. If you're bringing on equipment or vehicles, obviously you may like a little bit longer term. When it comes to capital, it goes from 6 months to 3 years because every business is different. A wholesale business that flips inventory every 3 months doesn't want a three-year loan, right? But a business that is using this money, for expansion, to grow their business, whether it's taking on a new space or has some unique opportunity, would probably want a longer term. So that's why there's such a range there. So no, we don't do factoring where we physically take your receivables. We just give you a business loan based on your cash flow for the business and what we project as your, when we look back at your cash flow, we can project, and track what you're going to do. Not forever, but we have a pretty good guess for at least the next, year or so. And then based on the business credit and time in business, we're willing to take a bet. If you need a 3-year term, we're willing to look at that and see if that's the right
What
fit
do you
for both
normally
of
use
us.
as your look back period?
Well, we look back at your bank statements for 6 months and your most recent business tax return. If you, just to, I could probably point you in a much better direction and give you some better answers if you, what were you looking to use the money for?
Well, I have two different scenarios going on.
Okay.
We're a corporate training center, so we are constantly updating our computers. So I have that need, and then we are also looking to expand into the New Orleans market. We're in Baton Rouge, and so I'm looking for some maybe some expansion funding.
Okay, and how long have you been in business?
Since 1999.
Excellent, fantastic. And you're an LLC, correct? And
Correct.
that's okay. And so, what do you typically do year to year in your gross revenues?
Well, sometimes that fluctuates wildly depending on different government contracts that we might have. Like right now, we have a $4 million contract going on.
Nice.
So, that brings some rewards to the table.
Okay, so what did you do last year?
Last year, my gross income was $3,016,000.
Okay, and so this year you have the contract for 4 million, but what have you been
1.4.
1.4? Oh, excuse me.
Don't want to lead you astray.
No, I appreciate it. There's a huge difference there. But for the past 5 months, how's the revenue been?
Look at year to date. So right now I'm sitting at 1.3 million. And my project is just now getting underway.
Okay. And how much were you looking for?
I didn't have anything in particular in mind, as far as going with a long-term project. I really don't know how to answer that. I guess I'm greedy. I want as much as I can get.
Oh, I like it. We for our approvals, we do approve you for the most amount on the longest term and kind of work backwards from there to find the numbers that work best for your business. There's certain programs we have if you're looking for 300,000. Is that a number in the ballpark, or are you looking for 150, or?
For equipment refinance, probably 250,000 if I'm looking at have expansion funds, then it'll probably take me about $750,000. So I would need as much as I could get and then subsidize with the project money.
Okay. So you said you're looking for $750,000?
Yep.
Okay. I probably couldn't get that to you in one loan up front. It'd be more realistic that I get you $300,000, $350,000, and then a few months down the road, get you another $200,000 or $300,000 is probably more realistic. And this is why we base it off of revenues, and typically we can go as high as 15%, but it seems like you're definitely going to break 3 million this year for sure. I mean, it seems like what you're tracking to do.
Well, right, and in fact, this project is going to go so quickly that that 1.4 will be added, and that's just for that one project. We'll finish out all the funds on that by September.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So realistically, we're looking at $300,000 to $400,000 for an initial loan for the expansion capital. And then, as long as, of course, you know, we're big on relationships and big on history. As long as everything went great, as far as the payment history, you know, in a few months down the road, we'll be able to definitely extend you some more capital. also, about this equipment refinancing, it's a very complicated situation. So you have a current loan on your computers now, is that right?
No. What we normally typically do is we use merchant financing, where we'll pull an American Express loan, and they'll give us a bulk amount. We'll replace what we need to replace, and then it's a 12-month loan. And so we pay that back, and then when we're finished with that, we will do it again and replace more equipment. It's, you know, it's rotating. It's computer, so we constantly are updating.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of terms do you get from American Express for your one-year loan?
They are, I think the last time was 5.75. No, it was 5.575.
Well, that seems like a pretty good rate, and you just do that every year to update your computers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if it'd be worth switching that relationship over for the computers. I think we'd probably get you in the same ballpark. That's really competitive for what you got going on with them. But they don't give you a traditional equipment loan, and maybe that wouldn't make sense because you have to change it every year, right? Because equipment financing, the minimum term is 2 years, and if you change over your or update your computers every year, I think you just might have a great situation there. But then,
okay.
Does that make sense? Is that?
I mean, it's a system that works, and we get a good rate with them because they're literally taking our American Express receivable.
Oh, so they have through your processor.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay, I understand. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, if they're only charging you 5.75%, you said?
5.75,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And you update it every year, and it's a one-year loan. I think that makes sense. And
I wouldn't replace everything every year.
Brave. Well, they give you just what you need, right?
Correct.
And you're able to, I mean, does that loan not work for you? Is there a reason you're not happy with it, or...?
No, I'm happy with the program. I just didn't know what else was out there.
Yeah.
For me not to ask.
No, of course. Right? And I just always want to, I like to ask a lot of questions too and see if there is something better for you. I think it's a good setup you have with them. It's if you get, you know, 1 year loan for what you do update, and to take care of what you need. And at 5.75, you know, that's just a darn good rate for that situation. You know, for expansion capital, you know, if you're looking for, you know, $300,000 to $400,000 over, you know, the max term, you know, that's something we could do. We have loans up to $2 million. The restriction is just the initial loan being, you know, up to, you know, 10% to 15% of your revenues, and just beginning the relationship there. And how soon were you looking for the funds?
I think that we're flexible. Within 90 days.
Oh, okay. We work pretty fast. Typically, it only takes us, you know, obviously there's a little bit more due diligence when we want to go to the maximum amount for the maximum turn. When we're looking for about $300,000 or $400,000, it might take us about 2 days for an approval. Typically, we can get approvals in within a few hours or 24 hours. But I think realistically on this approval, it would probably take about 48 hours. And then from there, typically 1 to 2 business days to fund the loan. Once we work out the numbers, the exact amount and the term that makes sense for the business. So if you're looking to wait 90 days, we could certainly get you an idea of where you stand. If you're looking to use the capital quickly, soon, we could definitely do that as well. But unfortunately, the approvals don't stay open for really much more than about 3 weeks, 4 weeks. So it just really depends on the timing of really, you know, when you're ready to take action.
Okay, so if I want to use the funds to help us in our expansion, then what kind of paperwork do you need to move forward with that? Just our 6 months of bank statements and our Form 1120 for 2015.
Okay, so you file as a C-Corp?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So if you file as a C-Corp, the very I want to be straightforward with you. I just don't want to slow down the process. What I'd really like to have before we're looking at $300,000 or $400,000 to start is the full business tax return. You said you filed for 2015?
Yeah.
Sure. The full business tax return for 2015 and the year-to-date balance sheet and profit and loss for 2016. When you're typically dealing with loans up to $150,000, all you need is, you know, 2 pages out of a tax return and 6 months of bank statements. But I'd rather just be upfront with you and say, you know, when you're going above $150,000, you know, there's just a little bit more paperwork for a secure approval, so you get a real approval.
Okay. And typically, you're saying that the interest rate is probably going to be between 6 and 9.
No, for the equipment, it's mid-single digits. For expansion loan, this is going to be unsecured, so it's not going to be tied to any collateral or your property. So really, we're looking at it's not going to be an APR-based loan. We do have that program, and you may qualify for it, but I'd rather over-deliver if we get you approved for that. So typically you're going to be looking at is 10 to 25 cents on the dollar. And what that means is, you know,
so 10 to 25%.
Well, the reason I want to make a distinction is it's 10 to 25 cents on the dollar, and it would only translate to 10 to 25% if it was a one-year loan. If we get you 25 cents on the dollar, just like with any loan, mortgage, car note, the longer the term, the more interest you're going to pay. But if you looked at it, 25 cents on the dollar over 3 years, right, that'd be 8% and change, right? A rough translation.
Got it.
The reason is when we started our unsecured working capital program during the financial crisis when the banks wouldn't lend, we really weren't lending out more than a year. So there was no way to annualize the rate. So there was no APR. And just as anything evolves, this loan program has, but the, and we do, like I mentioned, we do have some APR programs now. I just don't want to paint myself into a corner and promise that. But most of the loan programs are more of a fixed cost of interest. But to alleviate any concerns, we offer significant discounts with early payment programs, refinancing halfway through. So typically with ours, how I mentioned, we can get you the additional capital and maybe 3 months down the road. We can also, and that would be on a second loan, on all of our loans, you have the option to refinance at the halfway point. So if we get you a 3-year loan at 18 months, you can refinance, take additional capital, and be offering the returning customer rate as well.
Okay. Well, I think this gives me enough information to go on for now.
Sure. Do you want me to email you a list of the highlights of our programs? And
great. Well,
great.
Yeah.
Melanie, what's the best email for you?
MLOCOCO at Lantec, LANTEC, CTC for Corporate Training Center.com.
And do you have any business partners?
I'm going to go with no.
Okay, no problem. I was just going to put your percentage of ownership. I'm going to attach an application to the email that I've pretty much filled out from our conversation. So if you're ready to move forward, you'll have that and the list of required documents. And again, it's highlights of the program.
Great.
Thanks, Melanie. It was great talking with you.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.